Even if you're not a brewer and you're not a member of Pink Boot Society, you can celebrate International Women's Day about a million ways. So you can visit your female. Why is it? Okay, we need to drink more beer. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the gal pal you never knew you had. Now, today, I want to talk about one of my personal guilty pleasures. Every week I do this and I'm a little bit ashamed, but you know what? I'm committed and I never skip a week. I am a member of Bachelor Nation. Now, every week I let my brain just rot a little bit more and I follow the story of a man dating more women than he knows what to do with. So on today's episode, I want to chat with you guys about what beers I think you should drink while you watch The Bachelor based on your opinion of the current season. This should be a pretty fun episode, so let's get started. If you haven't heard, March 8th is International Women's Day. Now, when I created Beer Feelings, what feels like a million years ago, I really wanted to make the craft beer space more feminine, more inclusive, just easier for women to get involved in drinking beer. So I would love if you would celebrate your own badassery with me with a beer in hand. Now, I personally, on that day, I'm going to be celebrating by going to a Pink Boot Society Brew Day, which is basically where a bunch of kick-ass ladies get together and from different breweries and kind of different parts of town. They make something really cool. So I'm excited to do that. And we may or may not, I'll tell you guys this. We may or may not, meaning like we may, it's happening. We're going to be designing a special beer sugar specifically for that brew, which we have never done before. So stay tuned on that, especially if you're in like the Denver Lakewood area, you might get access to like this special sugar. So that's going to be what I'm doing on March 8th on International Women's Day. If you don't have any plans, you can easily celebrate by visiting your favorite female-owned brewery. Or you know what? Just go ahead and treat yourself without having to leave the house with one of our Beer Feelings boxes. Now, my personal favorite, it's kind of like choosing a favorite child, but like I have an emerging favorite. Kind of lately, what I've been enjoying using the most is our newest box, which is called the Weekender. Now, this one includes the signature Beer Feelings Tiku glass, an espresso beer sugar to throw on the rim, our one-of-a-kind beer facial, and the newest product to the Beer Feelings world, the eucalyptus and hops shower melt. Now, if this has piqued your interest even a little bit, head on over to beerfeelings.com to order your bougie and boozy spa night, and I'll take care of the rest. So, okay, enough. I mean, not enough about International Women's Day because it's important and I'm excited about it. But I'm also really excited to talk with you guys about The Bachelor. So today, what I'm going to do, I'm going to recommend different types of beer based on your sentiment of the current season, as well as your personal watching style. So I feel like I need to do a little like disclaimer. I'm a little salty. I don't currently love the season going on. I think there's a lot of tomfoolery. Like there's a lot of unnecessary drama. Like it's just not my favorite season. It's not my favorite lead. So like, I'm not always this salty. I just wanted to say that in the beginning, like this is not coming from a salty angle. I can honestly say that at one point or another, from when I started watching a really long time ago, I have been a member of all of these groups. So let's start with our first watching type, which are the social watchers. Now, people in this group have regular watch parties scheduled. You know where you're going to be, who's bringing the chips, who's bringing the popcorn, what you have for dinner. Maybe you put together like a little cutesy snack board. And really, when I picture this watcher or like this watcher watches in groups, I'm imagining a lot of chatter throughout the show, a lot of bubbly energy, a lot of like laughter. Like this is so fun. If I was enjoying the season, I would do this. This is what I would want to do. So if you are a member of group number one, I think you should look for a session beer. Now, the word session, you can't see my air quotes, but I'm doing them. The word session in the beer space means that your drink has a lower ABV or alcohol by volume than normal. Now, I think this would be a really good fit because when you're with your gal pals, you're laughing, you're feeling good. It's really easy to grab one more beer, then one more, then one more, especially if you have any kind of like bachelor or bachelorette drinking game going on. So this session beer is going to let you have a really fun night and not feel like you can only have one, but it's going to reduce your risk of feeling hungover on a Tuesday. Because unfortunately, The Bachelor doesn't air on a weekend. Like, that would be my preference. But here we are. The other quick thing before we move on to group number two about session beer is like the word session is really more of a feature to beer than a style. So especially if you're in a group, you could easily get a variety of different flavors of session beers or styles of session beers to keep everyone with different flavor preferences in your group happy. All right, that is group number one. Group number two is for those of you who are really into the season. I would be shocked if there's anyone in this group right now. But like on previous seasons with previous leads, like I've just found them to be more relatable. Man, I didn't mean for this to be like a ragging episode on The Bachelor, but guys, this season has almost made me stop watching. But besides the point, group two, when you're invested, you feel the romance. You're cheering the lead on. Like you like the cast in general. You're looking forward to seeing a happy ending at a proposal. And like, maybe it's not the most dramatic season ever, but it's the most like beautiful season ever for you. And like, as a whole, if you're in this group, you get the same feelings watching that particular season or each episode as you would from like watching a Hallmark movie. If you're in this group, you love love. So for you, I have chosen a Saison. Is this because it's my boyfriend's favorite style and I love him? Maybe. But I think this beer can be a little moody. There's a lot of depth. It's kind of misunderstood. Like they can be kind of complicated. And there's a lot to explore and observe. So I think in the same way that you enjoy kind of watching this love story unfold, I think you would like watching a Saison unfold as well. The other thing just worth noting is as a Saison opens up, as it kind of goes from really chilly to room temperature. Hopefully you drink it before it gets to room temperature, but kind of as it slowly warms up, it's going to open up a little bit. And because it's complicated, you're going to notice different things about this beer. So especially because like The Bachelor, just as a show, tends to be a little bit longer than like an episode of The Office, I think you're not going to get bored when you're drinking it at your solo watch party about love. So group number two, look for a Saison. You love love. I really can't wait to be in group number two again. Bachelor, find a better lead, and I will get back there. All right, now finally, group number three, which like, unfortunately, I guess, is where I fall into this season, is for those of you who are surviving episodes. Now, the people could be in this group for a few reasons. For me, like I've mentioned about 700 times so far, I'm just not a big fan of the lead. I like the show though, and I'm hopeful that the show is going to come back to being something that I enjoy again. So I'm going to stick around. I'm going to stay watching. The other thing, I like to keep in touch with like the cast members so that when Bachelor in Paradise or the other spinoff shows come on, I kind of know who they are. But you could also be in this group if you have a significant other or friend who is in maybe group one or group two. They're really into the season and you're just there because you like hanging out with them. Maybe you're a good boyfriend, good girlfriend. You're just a good friend. You want to hang out. But either way, if you are in this group, survival is key. So for this group, and really I'm recommending this to myself to help with the survival, I want you to look for any beer that has the word imperial in it. So like with the sessions, imperial is just a word that can apply to a variety of styles, so you can really mix and match your flavors. But when you see that word, all it means, think about like imperial, like a grand emperor, or like a grand beer. It means a boozy beer. So it's going to have a high ABV. It's going to make you like buzzed a little bit quicker. I don't drink beer to get buzzed, to get tipsy, to get drunk. But if I'm using it for survival purposes, I do. That's exactly what I'm doing here. So so in this season in particular, I have been surviving and thriving on Imperial Stouts, especially because Colorado has been just a little chillier. So it kind of keeps me warm, makes the season tolerable. It's just, they taste delicious. It's a win-win-win all around. So there you have it, guys. Whether you're a social watcher, a romantic, or a survivor, I sincerely promise that a solid craft beer in your hand will absolutely enhance your bachelor watching experience. Now, if you're enjoying this show more than I'm enjoying The Bachelor, please make sure to follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming platform so you don't miss a single episode. But I hope that you guys have a great rest of your day. And no matter what your plans look like, however you're watching The Bachelor, however you're enjoying the finale, because it is so soon, that you're doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Cheers, everybody. Catch you next week.